Page 121. Exercise 2.
Unusual uniforms. The Queen's Guards. It's easy to recognise the Queen's Guards by their bright red tunics, black trousers, and tall black fur hats called bearskins. Thousands of tourists wait in huge crowds in front of Buckingham Palace to see the ceremony of the changing of the guard, hoping to get a good photo of the Queen's Guards. The fur hats of the guards are made from the fur of Canadian black bears. Many animal rights groups think this tradition is cruel, so the British government is considering using synthetic fur instead. The Yeoman Warders. The Yeoman Warders' unusual uniforms have got the emblems of Scotland, England and Ireland on them, the thistle, rose and shamrock. There are also two letters on their uniforms, the initial of the ruling king or queen and the letter R for Rex or Regina, Latin for king and queen. The Yeoman Warders are retired soldiers. Officially, their job is to look after the prisoners and guard the crown jewels at the Tower of London. But today, there aren't any prisoners in the tower, and electronic devices secure the crown jewels, so the yeomen act as tour guides. Scotsman. The kilt is the national dress of Scotland. It's made from wool, and it's got a special pattern of squares and lines called tartan. People wear the kilt with a small leather bag and belt around it, together with a pair of very long socks. There is also a special pin on the front of the kilt. Many Scots wear kilts on formal occasions. At most Scottish weddings, the groom, the best man, and some guests wear kilts. Soldiers in the Royal Regiment of Scotland also wear kilts for formal occasions and ceremonies.